Please, close your eyes. Go inside. And embrace your own beauty. You are a beautiful flower. And do not be afraid to show the beauty of this flower to the world around you. Your beauty is infinite. Your beauty brings peace. Your beauty brings change. And your beauty reminds other people of the higher realms of existence. You are a messenger from heaven. And I ask you to say this to yourself. Speak inside and say, I am a messenger from heaven. And my message is meant for everybody on this planet. And you can only bring this message when you embrace your own beauty and become this beautiful eternal flower that you are. You don't have to speak out this message. Think of a flower. Think of the beautiful, most beautiful flower you've ever seen. And when you see this beautiful flower, you are reminded of the higher realms, of eternity, of heaven. The flower does not need words. It doesn't speak. It doesn't write books. The flower is the message. The beauty is the message. And your beauty brings a message to other people. It shows itself. It's the inner peace, the wisdom you radiate. It's the look of love in your eyes. The beauty in your eyes, that is a reminder of the existence of the soul for other people, the world of the soul, the world of light, the world of harmony, the world of freedom, and the world of oneness. All these things that we have forgotten here on earth are there when you embrace your own beauty. And this is the purpose of this meditation. You have learned, perhaps, in the past that you are not a good person, that there's evil inside you, ugliness. Of course, being human means to embrace the dark things inside you, to say yes to them. They are there. But they're not at your core. At your source, there is beauty. And by embracing the beauty inside you, the dark things will change. They will grow. Just like seeds in the soil will start to grow when there is water. The water of your soul, the love of your soul, will change those dark energies inside you. Anger will become a positive energy. Fear will lead to understanding of other people, to kindness. But you know, in this world, fear is universal. Everybody is struggling with it. Violence is a sign of fear. Duality is a sign of fear. It's the result of fear. An army, a weapon, is a sign of fear. For when you embrace your own beauty, you don't need a weapon. Because there's nothing that can harm you. For you know, you are the source. You are eternal. And you exist in an infinite number of worlds, of dimensions. And when one door closes, 1,000 ones opens. Just like a star has an infinite number of beings radiating to different places, it's the same with your soul. And you are everything. Embrace your own beauty. Bring your beauty to this world. Show your beauty. Let it shine. Be a star in the night on this planet. Be a guiding star. And now, do this little exercise. Embrace your beauty. Be a star. And think of all the people on this world, perhaps people around you that are struggling, that are afraid, that do not see the light, a way out. But you embrace your own beauty. You do not speak. And by embracing your own beauty, you start to radiate your beauty. And look around. See the people around you. They start to notice you. They start to see your inner light. They start to see your beauty. And they know there is a guiding star in this world. And you are that star. You are the light. And you don't have to speak. You don't have to act. Just like a star, shine your light. And the key is, embrace your own beauty. Do not be afraid. Accept your beauty. Accept the light of your soul. Now, in this day and age, the light of our souls have become very, very powerful. It wants to end this game, the game of duality, the game of fear. It wants to reach out to you, to restore the contact. The game is over. The dream, the nightmare, is ending. You start to wake up, and everything becomes clear. Yes, you are an angel. Yes, you are beautiful. And embrace it. Be yourself. Accept your light. This is the promise. This is the awakening. Feel the deep peace in your heart. Thank you for listening.